Donald Trump promises to deploy Navy to impose full fentanyl blockade on U.S. waters. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on September 20, 2023. Former President Donald Trump promised to deploy the United States Navy to impose a full fentanyl blockade on the waters of our region during a campaign stop in Dubuque, Iowa, on Wednesday. Trump delivered policy remarks on securing the border and stopping illegal immigration in Dubuque. Trump attacked President Joe Biden, saying his deadly border betrayals are destroying innocent lives. Many people have been badly hurt and even killed by the illegal migrants invading our country, Trump noted. Not one more innocent life should be wrecked by Joe Biden's open borders agenda. In my first term, I did more to secure our border than any president in history. Trump then listed his plans to secure the border, which include deploying the United States Navy. Trump plans to invoke the Alien Enemies Act to remove all known or suspected gang members, drug dealers, or cartel members from the United States, to address the scourge of illegal alien gang violence. Trump said the United States needs to secure our border before defending the borders of foreign countries. And I will make clear that we must use any and all resources needed to stop the invasion, including moving thousands of troops currently stationed overseas to our own southern border, Trump said. Before we defend the borders of foreign countries, we must secure the border of our country. I will deploy the U.S. Navy to impose a full fentanyl blockade on the waters of our region, boarding and inspecting ships to look for fentanyl and fentanyl precursors, the former president added. He also urged House Republicans to act now instead of hoping for a Republican White House victory in 2024. But we cannot wait until 2025 to begin stopping Biden's nightmare at the border, Trump said. That is why I am calling on congressional Republicans to ban Joe Biden from using a single taxpayer dollar to release or resettle illegal aliens into the United States effective September 30. The time for talk is over, now is the time for action. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.